This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Jane Calvin and me by going to janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S at civicmedia.us. You can send us that. You can send us guest suggestions, story suggestions. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us we're great. Tell us how we're terrible. I've gotten those emails too, but janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's episode of Tisbad is entitled Projected Police Force Edition, and there is a nightmarish picture accompanying this story. This comes out of South Korea. We got this via Vice News. Ashley Fike has got the byline. South Korea has figured out how to post up a cop without actually going to send one. Every night between 7 and 10 p.m. in Seoul's Judan Number 3 Park, a full-size holographic police officer flickers to life, repeating warnings about CCTV surveillance and promising that real officers will respond in real time. There will be a link in the show notes for this, and I'm just warning you that it will bore into your eyes and eat whatever part of your soul that's left. This is holograms are weird to begin with. Are we wrong? Am I wrong, Angela, Dan?
You're not wrong.
No.
A hologram police officer, as in this picture, and I would ask the both of you right now, if you've got the link, go there. It's just staring directly at you. No, thank you. Just put up a sign. How about that? The article goes on to say it's not a PR stunt. The hologram is fully backed by Seoul Police and built by tech company Hologramica. Okay, that just sounds like a terrible, like, Norwegian black metal band. They claim that it's more than just digital window dressing. Since the Ghost Cops installation in October, part of the Safe Park Initiative, reports of crime in the area have dropped. We should talk to J.D. Vance about this. They've dropped by 22%. Can you imagine, Dan and Angela, if they even attempted to put a holographic cop in a park anywhere in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I don't know if I should be terrified or
be terrified.
Funny, because it's so funny how, like, the way people think about addressing crime always, not always, but a lot of times misses the mark, but provides some great entertainment. And I am very much so, I don't think anyone's surprised, anti-Eric Adams. And so when they had their little thing in the subways, and I was like, how long before someone kicks it over or tags it? So it's just, it's strange, and it feels very dystopian, Black Mirror, and is this where we're heading?
Well,
I don't like it.
Yeah, have these people not seen any movies?
Right!
Watch a movie. All the AI stuff and holograms, come on. Watch a dystopian movie from the 80s.
Inside its hologram brain, it's just like, I have feelings too. I know what to do. I have the answers. And then it just like, where did the hologram cop go? The ghost cop, by the way. Ghost cop should have been the name. Ghost cop. That is, yeah. Check
it
out.
It sounds like a Jordan Peele movie.
Or a band I'm going to see at Cactus Club this weekend.
Ghost cop. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, who's opening? Oh, Ghost Cop.
Oh, I love them. They're so good. They just stand there and stare at you while they play. All right. Well, folks, that's it for another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.